American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this ninth day of August 2005. My guest today, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan. Phil Jahan's site, letsroll911.org, has been in the 9/11 truth movement for quite some time. We're talking with Dylan Avery. Also, he's produced along with Corey Rowe, written and directed by Dylan Avery, the Louder Than Words production. And this is dedicated, this Loose Change is dedicated to the lives that we lost on 9/11. Important material, ladies and gentlemen, and a wonderful teaching tool. And I can't stress that enough. I've seen over the years, gentlemen, patriotic people trying to assemble material, trying to get people to watch it. They have to start learning this, that we're in electronic age here. We're of the baby boom generation, TV boob tube people here. And if it's not packaged and it's not slick enough, people are not going to watch it, and they're certainly not going to watch something that they have absolutely no clue about if it's hour upon hour upon hour long. They're just not going to do it. This is a 60-minute presentation, and I'll tell you, the effect that you have after you see Loose Change is that your jaw is literally on the floor. And I thought I was jaded, gentlemen. I really did. Because when I sat down and I watched this, I go, okay, here's another 9/11 presentation. Let's see what this has to offer. Well, it had a lot to offer, and I'm very glad that you guys did this. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Bob in New Hampshire, you're up with our guests today, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan.
Yeah, you fellas are as bad as I am. I've been accused of it, going from subject to subject to subject.
We didn't do that.
Yes, I was listening.
Just to know everything, guys.
The thing I wanted to point out to you was that in 1962, there was a TWA airliner that crashed into the Empire State Building, and it didn't bring down the building. So who's kidding who? the government certainly isn't kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other things as well. I mean, you know, like Dylan, you know, and Loose Change, if you just, you know, look at all the great clips that he's got. I mean, it's all you have to do is watch with your eyes. You don't even have to listen to what he's saying. You can just see the bombs exploding. Boom, 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 all the way down.
And there was, you included in this presentation the amount of people, I mean, firefighters. I mean, there was a group of firefighters that were standing in a firehouse, and they were describing, of course, you had to bleep out a few expletives there, but I mean, these guys were charged up, and they were saying, you know, we heard the blast. It just kept going, boom, 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 boom. You know, and
they were like they put detonators in our buildings. You know, boom, 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 all the way down.
And you also had pictures in this. This is the first time I've ever seen pictures of the lobby of one of the trade towers where the marble was cracked and torn off of the walls due to explosions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great footage in there. There was a lot of footage, you know, when I got it, I'm like, I've never seen any of this stuff.
I didn't. I mean, there was half of the stuff that I saw in that DVD I'd never seen before.
Oh, good. Mission accomplished then.
Yeah, I'd seen computer generated images. I'd seen all sorts of things before, but there's a lot of news and information, film clips. That I've never seen before. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number for my guest today. And, folks, I know you have a lot of questions, and I know that for the first hour you just were intent on listening. But now it's time to get involved, ask a few questions, and we'll continue this conversation with my guest today, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan, right after this short break.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using radiofrequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
When I saw people attempting to explain what happened to the Pentagon initially, a missile hit the Pentagon. And I thought, you know, I don't know that a missile hit the Pentagon, but why are we focusing on the Pentagon? Well, I'd seen some information that was presented before, but in this video, we don't not only talk about the World Trade 7 tower or building coming down, the 47-floor building, the Twin Towers, North and South World Trade Centers, but the Pentagon. And the presentation that was given about the Pentagon, that was astounding in itself. Very concise, very tight, the presentation. And if anybody ever watches this and goes, oh, these people are just full of malarkey, their brain cells can't connect. I mean, they can't have a cognitive thought.
Yeah, the stuff at the Pentagon, I mean, you know, the way that he's put it together, you know, he's done an impressive job of, you know, just compiling all the evidence.
You know, sorry, Phil, what?
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, in general, I mean, it's kind of good that chronologically, I'm just saying, due to the structure of the movie, that it starts off with the Pentagon, because I found that the Pentagon is the easiest sell, like, for a lot of people, for the general public. Like, if you start to approach them about the Pentagon as subject matter and start showing them that hole, and then showing them the 757, they're like, well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people who watch my movie who don't agree with the movie, but they do agree with the Pentagon part, if that makes any sense. They're like, well, you know, I don't agree with the general theme, but the Pentagon part makes a lot of sense to me. So
a lot of people aren't, you know, aware that, you know, the same thing occurred at Shanksville, you know, with the missing Boeing 757. While everybody's arguing about the Pentagon, you have the same exact thing in Shanksville. You have a hole in the ground with no burning jet fuel and not enough pieces of plane. I mean, just a couple hundred pounds. And that's it. There's another missing 757.
20 years ago, there was a Northwest flight up at Detroit Metro that you guys may remember the story. The aircraft, they had a burned-out flap indicator. They taxied, got on the runway, took off, and their flaps were in neutral position. Consequently, the airplane didn't make it. It slammed, and the pilot did a real good job with this. He attempted to shear off the wings to minimize the flame, but he put it under a viaduct. But I saw when that plane hit the wreckage. I mean, it looked like total chaos and mayhem. But even though that plane flying hundreds of miles an hour slammed into concrete, there was still enough of the aircraft left, engines, tail sections, sections of the wing, seats, parts of the plane that were recognizable, even though it was spread over a large area. And I'm in agreement with you on that Shanksville evidence that you go into in this presentation. I've seen a lot of planes that have augured into the ground. That's what pilots call it when they are making a less than controlled or crash landing. There was no pieces bigger than, how was it described? No pieces
bigger than a phone book.
No bigger than a phone book. And one other thing that stuck out immediately after this reporting started going on about the numbers of people that were in these planes, we've got, even before September 11th, we had airlines in trouble. And what they were accustomed to doing was moving seats closer together so they could rack them, pack them, and stack them. Here we had transcontinental flights with only a handful of people on board.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Flight 93 is kind of unusual, too, because most of the passengers that ended up on Flight 93 were actually rerouted that morning from, you know, get this, overcrowded other flights. So other flights that were overcrowded didn't have enough room. They rerouted those people to Flight 93.
But I'm here to tell you, airlines are not in the habit of putting planes in the air when you have hundreds of seats that are vacated. They just won't put the plane en route. They will cancel the flights.
And another, you know, good point, you know, about 93 in, you know, which is Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, is, you know, all the wreckage from these two airplanes, all the wreckage you could throw in the back of my, you know, mini wagon and drive away with one trip. That's just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gentlemen, evidently, and this has never happened to me doing a program before, we have no callers. So they're dying to hear your information, but I also want to get the audience involved. This is something that we have forgotten how to do as Americans.
Come on, guys. Call in. Participate.
Get involved. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We're talking today with Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan. Phil Jahan's website, letsroll911.org. And, Dylan, do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's the website for the movie, and that's loosechange911.com.
Loosechange911.com. I forgot to ask you, why did you choose the title Loose Change?
That is the title from the original movie, Loose Change, and I liked the title so much I figured I'd keep it.
And when can we expect the movie?
Well, we're hoping to start shooting in January.
Okay.
But still got to rewrite the script and a whole bunch of stuff, but still working on it.
Well, I got to tell you something. You know, I can't. If this is just a documentary, I can't wait for the movie. I mean,
just you wait, John.
Really, I've got somebody that Phil, I think you're familiar with, and Dylan, I don't know that you've ever been on Alex Jones's show, but I've got Alex Jones online. Hello, Alex.
Hey guys.
How you doing?
How you doing? I was thinking I got to get Dylan and Mr. Jahan on my show. I've had Jahan on before, but haven't had a chance to have Dylan on. I was just going to add that they're really great guys, too. You know, we have the film on PrisonPlanet.tv for anybody that wants to go watch it. It's at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we also have a big, fat link over to the Loose Change website where people can buy a hard copy. And I've seen a lot of 9/11 films. I don't carry many of them out there. I think some of them have disinfo in them. But Loose Change just puts out the questions and really has a lot of powerful evidence. And that's why we've got it on PrisonPlanet.tv. But the main reason I called in is, yeah, I'm excited to hear about you guys moving to make a movie, something theatrical. theatrical, that's real important because, folks, if we don't get the truth out about who's behind the terrorism, they're going to carry out more, and it's over for our society. And, then I'll just say this about the Pentagon. I have said, in the book I published that Paul Watson wrote, 2 years ago, gets into the Pentagon, but I've just said, look, I'm leaving that to everybody else to cover because I found it to be a double-edged sword. I mean, clearly, folks, Boeing did not hit the Pentagon. Clearly, there's a 14-foot hole. Clearly, it was a missile, some type of smaller jet being used as a drone, cruise missile, or a cruise missile. But it's one of these classic intelligence operations where then they have all these disinfo, people out there trying to create a whole debate and argument about it. And I found it's the shutoff point for some people, but it's also the point that some people actually wake up. And so that's why I just called in to mention it.
Well, and Alex, I think you'll agree with me. Gradecki presentation about Waco that was shown at the Cannes Film Festival. This, I mean, there were liberal Democrats, there were Republicans, there were people from the netherworld out there that saw that presentation, and I mean, they were literally crying in the aisles. I mean, a lot of people saw
it. Incredible. I was going to ask Phil and Dylan, have you guys seen Martial Law? Do you think it's a good film?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Alex, have you watched the extras on Loose Change?
I believe so. Yeah, they're good.
Does the black guy Harry look familiar to you?
Yeah, he does.
Alex. Oh, man. Alex, when I saw Martial Law and I saw Harry in there, man, I started cracking up. I couldn't believe that you interviewed him. I thought that was so funny.
Alex, there's one guy here that has not seen your latest DVD or video, and that's me. I have yet to get a copy from you, my friend.
Oh, you got
to
get it. There's a really good, my favorite part in that, Alex, was the part that you did with the Moloch worship. I mean, kudos. Hats off to you. That was great.
Well, my films are always too long. It's 3 hours long. It's really three films. And I like the films like Loose Change because it's concise. It focuses in. But really, I always try to tell such a huge story. That we have the police state. Then we get into what happened on 9/11. And we just cover the whole gamut. And then we cover how these people are devil-worshipping Nazis. We're in some serious trouble. But, Dylan, I got to commend you and, of course, Phil, because we've all been under attack by the same government operatives. And it's because we're having an effect. I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but when my four websites combined on Alexa.com are bigger than the Dallas Morning News, and when Rentz's site by himself is bigger than the Dallas Morning News, when, Infowars.com by itself is bigger than the Statesman, the New World Order is in trouble. And there's hundreds of sites that are, bigger than major newspapers. I mean, take 911, Let's Roll. That is bigger than, say, the Charleston Gazette. And people are going to our sites just for news. Other sites, it's the editorials, it's the cartoons, it's where the bars and restaurants are, it's all of the, all the ads people put in the newspapers, the classifieds. No, they're going to RBNLive.com and GCNLive.com, and they're going to PrisonPlanet.tv, and they're going to, the Let's Roll websites for news and information, and they're waking up, and that's my good news. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
Well, I think, Alex, you'll agree on one thing. We need more people in this battle, and that's what I'm sensing
right
now.
But at the same time, what we have is people are awake. They're just passive. They're not active. And, look,
exactly.
We need more people to be active.
All right, Alex, thank you. I appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. I'm really honored, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it. Mike in Maryland, you're up next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, great show. I did want to call up right away because I call almost every day, and I don't want to hog up the lines. But your video really must be good because Dave on Kleist, I think he said your video is better than his, so he's either being very humble.
No, it's true. I've seen, and it was. No, and I'm serious. No, I'm not poking fun at the guy.
Because his video is excellent. Alex Jones' videos are good too.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I've got like 5 or 6 copies of videos of Alex Jones. I got 4 copies of In Plain Sight circulating among people I know and work with. It really teased me off, and I own these videos to people, and they sit on the damn things for 5 or 6 months, and I could be circulating it. So I'm going to sell one of my AKs and buy me a computer. But let me ask you a question.
Hang on 1 second. We got to take the break.
All right.
We'll be right back. We'll get to all of your callers here. 800-313-9443. Take this short break. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Mike in Maryland, go ahead with your questions or your comments, sir.
Yeah, sure. I'm short of money right now, but I'm going to buy a couple copies. But can we make copies of them and distribute them to people?
Absolutely, man. That's the idea, for as many people as possible.
Okay, great. Well, listen, did you say your film was shown at the Cannes Film Festival, or it's going to be shown?
Oh, no, I applied to the Cannes Film Festival, and they told me to go forget myself, basically.
They wouldn't allow you? They wouldn't let you show went to the Cannes Film Festival?
Oh, hell no. Nope. Yeah. Definitely not.
Well, as much as the French hate this country and as much as that makes this administration look so badly, I'm just flabbergasted.
I know, man. That was my thoughts exactly, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, yeah, we'll see the reaction to the movie when that comes out. And you said you're going to start that in January.
We're hopefully going to start shooting that in January, yeah.
And Dylan, I think I got my math right. You said that you were 18 when you started this. How old are you now?
21
years of age. So, folks, you know, there's been a lot of people out there going, well, I don't know if I'm good enough, or I don't know if I've got enough background or whatever. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Unless you start reaching for something, you never know if you're going to attain a goal. Dylan, did you think that you would be producing something like this when you're 18 years old? Did you know what direction you're going to go in?
Definitely not. I couldn't have guessed.
So you could have a theatrical release?
What's that? Is Loose Change going to be in theaters?
Yeah, I mean, is this going to be like a kind of like a docudrama or like a movie version or what?
Oh, I don't know if you caught the first half of the show, but basically Loose Change originally started out as a movie. And with the success of the documentary, I now have the resources available to make the movie itself.
Okay,
so,
great.
So the movie itself, we're hopefully going to start shooting that in January and start pushing that around. Just probably going to do the same thing we did with the documentary, just, you know, publish it independently and start maybe like a campaign with people to get, you know, get a play in their local theaters, like a grassroots kind of thing. But, you know, that's all down the road.
Okay, great. Well, I'll try to help you any way I can.
Well, Mike, if you're serious about this, you may want to look into CD and DVD copiers. Brand new, I think these things, you can, like, buy a 3 or 4 bay. We've got one at the network that will copy DVDs and, I mean, record time. But you may have the opportunity to go up to eBay or something like that and maybe get a copier.
I need to do something so I can... Is loaning these things out piecemeal to people and waiting on them to return them for 3 or 4 months.
No, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. The better information you have, you can count on it not coming back, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, but a lot of times they just put it on a shelf and forget about it, too.
Well, also, I've got Wayne Mueller actually sitting in studio with me, and you say that you can get these things produced for 52 cents a piece?
Copied and produced for 52 cents a piece.
Copied and produced for 52 cents a piece.
Burned and screened.
Burned and screened for 52 cents a piece.
That's what the picture on the CD?
Yep. Yeah, that's the picture on the CD, the whole nine yards. Yep. Amazing. All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call. Julie in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Julie.
Hi, John. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you when you were gone.
By the way, I don't have Tourette's syndrome, but if I scream out some epithets today on the air, it's because I fell in the bathtub this morning and I re-injured myself. So,
oh, John.
I'm in a lot of pain here, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I heard Dylan on your show, I believe originally on your show, about, I don't know, 6 months to a year ago. And we procrastinated, but we got his DVD about a month ago. We've already put out about 35 copies. It is excellent. And I tell you, his is such a great eye-opener to get people just to think for a minute and to start questioning this stuff. And then you bomb them with Alex's Martial Law, and it's a great, you know, great bunch of information. And I noticed Alex did not hear you or ignored you when you asked him about the copy. John, I live in Austin. I'm not far from the studio. I have an extra copy. I make them, of course, and I'll get you a copy of Martial Law because it is very good, and you're in it.
I am?
Yes, you are.
I heard that. Alex told me that, and I think that's we were in a train station in New Jersey, and we almost all went to jail that night.
You look like you were a little bit shook up because you had just said you were all almost arrested because someone took a picture of a homeless person.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, we were being nice. We weren't being ridiculing of that person. I guess they have an unwritten law or rule in New York and also New Jersey that you can't photograph homeless people.
Well, who would have known?
Who would have thunk it, huh?
I thought we only had to follow the rules and or research rules for foreign countries. But, Dylan, you have done an outstanding job, an excellent, excellent job. We love what you've done. We can't wait to see more stuff that you've done. And we're so impressed with your age. You know, I'm 47 and didn't wake up till about 10 years ago. So we're so proud of you.
Thank you very much, Julie.
Well, I think it bears saying here that, you know, this is going to be an ongoing process of getting this country back on track. And, you know, I've said this before that the globalists, the global elite here, arrogant in their timetables, if they could have waited another 20, 25 years, they could have taken this country without firing a shot.
Absolutely.
And now what we're seeing now is people like Dylan Avery, the younger generation coming up. We need their energy. We need what they've got to offer, because this is not going to be overnight. They're not going to throw up their hands and say, okay, you caught us. You know,
you win.
Yeah, you win. Everything you said about us is true, and yeah, you've got us, and we're walking away from it.
Well, excellent, excellent job, Dylan. Keep up the good work. We're all praying for all of you.
All right, Julie, I'll look forward to that copy. Thank you.
And I'm bringing it to you, John.
All right, real good.
Okay, bye.
All right, Ronnie, Don, Charles, Walter, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. We'll take our break here. My guests today, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan. Dylan Avery's site, loosechange911.com, and of course, Phil Jahan's site, letsroll911.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Let's go back to the phones. Don in Alabama. Hello, Don.
How you doing, Don? Hi.
Good, sir.
Just wanted to say what a great job that Dylan did on the video. I've had it ever since it first came out, even if he's 100 years old.
Yeah, when did you, by the way, when, Dylan, video. Dylan, when did you release this? Because I didn't see this until a couple of weeks ago.
It's been out since late April.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been a slow, steady climb.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll be able to get this copy in many people's hands, and they can make copies and wake people up. I mean, I don't know. Alex seemed to gloss over this point when I said, you know, the key to this whole thing is education. The key to this thing is getting more people educated. If they're willing to buy that the government lied to them about 9/11, willing to lie to them and then go to war over something that was the fix to begin with, then what else are they going to be questioning? What else are they going to be ripe for the information that we have spent a long time compiling? I mean, on issues not only of 9/11, but on banking, on the economy, on the politics of Washington, how they've basically taken over and federalized everything. People are ripe for this. People instinctively know things are wrong, but they don't know what's wrong. It's up to us to teach them. And gentlemen, I'll say this again. It is in the numbers. So anybody that's got a copy of this DVD, here's a good primer. They've been pumped full of propaganda for years now about 9/11. Shock them into reality. Get copies of this. Call us today at 800-724-2719 or go to rbnlive.com. It's $19.95, and that includes the shipping. Make copies of this. You heard Dylan. This is not copyrighted material. This is made to reproduce quickly. It's a 60-minute documentary, hard-hitting and very absorbing. Folks, it's up to you. We can only do so much. Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan can only do so much. I can only do so much. It is up to you folks out there listening to this broadcast today to just get it in your head once and for all. Forget about, you know, the sacrifice or forget about the ridicule or whatever else. We're literally in a fight to restore our country here, to get rid of the criminality and to once again have transparency and honesty in our government. It's up to us. Take the challenge.
Well, I think we're only going to get this one last chance, too. I mean, I think we're right at the end. And, you know, we either need to, you know, take back our republic and, you know, restore constitutional rule, or we're going to lose it altogether for good.
Well, and that's what that was my main thrust of the point I made about, you know, if these arrogant SOBs would have waited another 25, 30 years, they could have taken over with no problems at all. But they forgot the gray-haired ones out there. And the ones that remember what liberty and freedom and real opportunity was in this country, that they're seeing it destroyed right before their very eyes. We still have people, the generation right behind us, that is teachable, and them behind them that are teachable. That's the way this country, that's why this country survived and was the greatest country on the face of the planet, because people got it. They understood it, but they have forgotten it. And now they're in just the land of morass and la-la land here. They don't know. They couldn't grab their backside with both hands in a lighted room, gentlemen. A lot of people in this country can't. But we're dedicated to bringing in the truth. And the one thing that it's real hard to destroy is the truth itself. Don, anything else?
Yeah, I agree with you. 911 is the focal point to get people that don't know what's going on interested. Then they can learn about the Federal Reserve scam and the income tax scam. And, you know, if we get enough people that knows what's going on, maybe we can indict these mass murderers. And I just, you know, don't know whether we ought to hang them or shoot them.
Well,
I'm for hanging them.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the penalty.
Hey, we can do both.
The penalty for treason in this country is still death by hanging.
Well, then we can hang them and then shoot them.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Let's hang them and then shoot them.
We'll give them a fair trial first, and then we'll hang them and shoot them.
All right. All these people sitting on the fence and not doing anything that knows what's going on. You know the truth about 911. We got a bunch of murderers running this country. You don't have a gut in your body if you don't stand up and do something about it.
Well, and it's an ongoing thing. This just wasn't one event that is frozen in time and then it disappears. We're still experiencing this. We've watched the literal destruction of our Constitution. We've seen the militarization of the police state that has fomented since 9/11. We're watching our soldiers right now dying in a war in Iraq playing policemen that they shouldn't even be involved in. We're sticking the sharp stick in the Islamic eyeballs around the planet and daring them basically to come after us. This is insane. And it's not going to stop. It is only going to get worse. Only going to get worse. Don, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, my friend. And I'll tell you what, I think I know who this next guy is. You want to talk about a guy that mass-produced a lot of stuff. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, my friend? It's so good to hear from you, Mr. Jones.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're still there, sir.
Oh, yes, I'm tired. I have that copy of that film, but it only lasted 20 minutes. It's scratched or something. I was going to make copies. I can't run it because it's scratched. I had a Debbie give me that.
All right, well, we'll get you another copy.
He's hooked up with Carl now. But anyway, listen, Mr. Jones, I want to talk about a couple of things. But you know what you need? You need to make you a presentation film, and I bet you I could do something for this program. You know, where people could get to know you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I asked you this a year ago.
You know, I'll tell you what. It's funny you should mention that, Charles, because a lot of people don't know who I am, and
sure.
And I have made it a point not to make any videos. I do promote people that do, and everybody knows that. But I've got a guy here, a young man. He's about 22, 23 years of age. Just came on board with Republic Broadcasting, and he's got this hankering And he's seen everybody else's presentations out there. He says, I think I can do as good, maybe even better than some folks' stuff out there. But I think it's time that I do a video.
And, yeah, time and, you come out.
Yeah,
you know?
and I don't want to produce it. I don't want to I don't want to use it as a fear mongering mechanism.
I just want it when I I'll go to these little meetings. I go, see, this is the guy I was telling you about. This is a radio station. Listen to him talk. It's very something. It's hard to talk to people about when they don't know.
Well, and it's hard for us because look, there's so much that's wrong. And some people's mind. And I warned people about doing the Patriot dump before. I mean, I had literally seen people walking around literally with armloads of stuff and then dumping it on people only to watch people glaze over.
Yeah.
It was too much information. It was too much. What we're describing here, first off, there's a lot of people still in this country that don't believe that our government's as corrupt as it is.
Oh, I know that. But you see, it's good to have other opinions. I like to take a couple to the union halls. It would just be good. I've got copies almost every. I even got one of his copies here, but it just I was going to mass produce that. But I got the oh, another thing, you can buy a clone for your machine and mass produce these things. You know, a machine. Mr. Woody sent me a computer that makes these, burns these things.
Yeah, your partner in crime in Pennsylvania. I've known Woody for a number of years.
I love him. He's
a good man.
Hell of a man, Joe.
Yes,
I mean, he's got a lot of respect for you too. He really loves you. He really does. He really does. But anyway, I want to talk about this. You listen, Mr. John. These soldiers here. I've been talking to people up there. They in a lot of stuff. A lot of Satanism up there. They got like 666 on their tanks, 666 on their helicopters, and they're doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe a lot of them ain't going to come back, and if they come back, John, they're going to really be sick.
Well, and you know what? I mean, this is exactly what you want to do. Say that you're a liberator and you're walking around with symbolism of Satan. And isn't that great for a religious-based people?
I don't want to relate a story because I don't have the picture, but they had a little girl was on a tank barrel,
Yeah, I saw that one, too. When I saw that, I was disgusted by it.
And a guy here showed it to me, and there was about six or seven soldiers. Now, I mean, I'm real sentimental. I just started crying and praying. I mean, to watch our boys take a little 15-year-old girl and just strip her naked, tie her on a tank barrel, and the rest of the boys just passing by. That's not my soldiers, Mr. Jones.
No,
not my soldiers. And I can't feel sorry for them, son. I try. But when I seen that picture, my heart, how could a man do that?
Well, and you know, this is why I put Jack McGlam on this network. I mean, he's done some things, and he's got so many military contacts and so many police contacts.
Well,
I mean, this is the guy that, has been doing this for 25 years, trying to wake up the police and the military. I mean, these soldiers that we have over there right now, aside from the character of some of those guys,
yeah.
I mean, again, this is the flower of youth. I'm old enough that I was of that Vietnam era. They tried to send me to Vietnam, and I told them flat out, I said, you might as well send me to Leavenworth for the balance of my tour for 2.5 years because you guys are over there. You're not killing communists or whatever. You're playing a game, and you've already killed 45,000 people. That's it.
They terrorize these people. But I wanted to tell this guy what I've seen in the tape, and I tell everybody else I'm an expert in these tapes, believe me. This is a wonderful tape. It's a good tape.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to try to get another copy. I'm going to start passing them out. And I'll do anything I can to support you, Jonah, to get the word out. Anything. I work on this 24 hours a day if I can.
Well, that's what we do here on this end. So, Charles, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Jonah. I thank God for you that you are right. And I thank God for your wife, son. I really appreciate you, Mr.
All right.
Jonah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Charles. Thanks for the sentiments. And say hi to Woody when you talk to him. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we could sure use a lot more people like Charles.
Well, and we have them out there. I mean, the problem is, and I want to say this, the problem is that too many people are depending on too few to do the job that's most important right now. And I have been after people. I mean, I'm sick of hearing myself say it. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to get involved, and you got to go to work.
You got to hit the streets.
You got to hit the streets, because you know what? There's an old Pat Benatar song. In one of the verses of the song, she said something that stuck in my head. There is no sacrifice if your level of commitment is high enough. There's no such thing as sacrifice. I don't look at myself as sacrificing anything doing what I'm doing. I'm sure you gentlemen don't look as what you're doing as a sacrifice, even though you might get negative stuff back or you may get threats or whatever the case may be. That stuff slides off of me.
I love doing this.
you know, I come after me because of what I'm doing. I know I'm doing my job.
Right. I feel good, too. It's like, you know, it gives us a sense of purpose, too. I mean, you know, if, you know, like we said it before, I mean, it's like this is the last chance before a Republican, our Republic gets flushed down the toilet.
And it's Coriolis flush. I'm watching the at the bottom of the bowl spinning rather quickly. Walter in Texas, you're up next with our guests today, Dylan Avery and Phil Jahan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. God bless y'all. I'd just like to throw out a couple of things that I do that helps wake some people up, real easy seeds to plant. I keep a $100 bill in my wallet all the time, and I've offered it to 100 people, and which I was speaking about earlier, that the Pentagon is the easiest thing for people to kind of take a belief in. So I've offered over 100 people a $100 bill if they can come back to me within 2 or 3 weeks with any evidence of a plane at the Pentagon, and it kind of challenges them. And I don't, it doesn't turn people necessarily into martyrs over the subject, but it plants the seed. And I've had many, many, many people come back to me with the same answer of apparently you're correct.
You still have your $100 too, don't you?
And I have the same $100 bill. And another thing I do, folks, that's easy and cheap. And it started with Alex, you know, because Alex was the first one I heard that voiced what I've been thinking since I've been 14 years old. And Alex came out and helped a good friend of mine who was, her house was raided because they thought she was growing marijuana and searched and had a SWAT team on them. But, I print cards very cheaply. It cost me $15 for 500. That says Infowars.com. If you believe this, pass it to a friend. And it challenges people to look. And my next cards are going to have your other websites on it as well. I've passed out thousands. You leave them like a trail of breadcrumbs wherever you go. You're paying a traffic ticket, leave 5 on the counter. You're getting groceries, drop them off. You're going to the movies, leave them here and there.
It's the same way here. When I get on the phone and I'm paying bills on the phone, like if I'm on hold, and then, you know, lots of times I'll ask them if they have an internet connection. Usually they do. I'll get them to log on the website and, you know, walk them through it.
I've gotten several Republican fundraisers to look up the websites when they've called me to raise money. Anyway, there's other people wanting to talk. God bless you guys. Thank you much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Walter. Guys, can you hear what's going on with these callers out here? I mean,
yeah, this is terrific.
They want to get involved, and I just want to say that, Dylan, if there's anything that I can do in promotion of your movie or anything that we can do in that aspect, and you too, Phil, anything that you're working on or anything that this network can help do promoting anything that you guys are doing, this network is at your disposal.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, and I will take you up on that offer.
All right, real good. Let's go back to the phone. Sam in Nevada. Hello, Sam.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hi.
Pretty good.
Got a dual plug here for you. Folks, if you go to letsroll911.org and on the left-hand side scroll down to Let's Roll Forums and find your Statue of Liberty logo and look for the post that says there's a new 9/11 site in town and its name is 9/11 Roundtable. And in that post, you'll find links to my site, which is a new site called 9/11 Roundtable, and you'll also see a link where you can buy loose change.
Huh.
So if anyone's taking notes out there, they got all that.
What username are you using?
I'm using the name Samizdat.
Okay.
I just registered.
Oh, I see it. Cool.
There you go.
Well, welcome to the forum, Samizdat.
Thanks. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, we need more people. I mean, we got a break coming up here. I'll take one more caller here, and then we'll close out this edition of the National Intel Report. Gentlemen, I just hope that you know that there's no other network in this country right now that is formatted the way this network is. Our banner for the network is Because You Can Handle the Truth, and we have plans. We have some people that are interested in investing in this network so we can literally go out there and buy radio stations up. We got people here that are going to be doing affiliate relations. Once you hit that magic point, then it becomes infective, and then everybody else wants to get on board. there's something that has not happened in this country, and that's in the media, going in mainstream, into people's homes, going out there presenting that information. That's what we're about here. So I just want people, when you hear me talk about everybody getting involved, you know, we're not spending upwards to $500,000 a year on this network just for the fun of it. It's not been a whole lot of fun. As a matter of fact, we're in the middle of a pledge drive right now since my unfortunate hiatus here for about 4 weeks in my motorcycle accident. We kind of got behind the eight ball, and we're still doing the pledge drive also. So you folks listening to the program today, we need your help to clear up some back bills to stabilize ourselves. One of the guys responsible sitting right in here listening to this broadcast, very quietly on the other side of the broadcast table here, is setting up the business plan for the network so it can be self-sufficient. This is the last pledge drive that we hope to ever do. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. Sandra is back. She'll answer the phone. Be generous. Put $1,000 on your credit card or $100, $500, $250. Who cares? But get involved, folks. Start putting your money where your mouth is. We'll take the break. Come back, short segment, and wrap this up.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
One more caller here on this edition of the National Intel Report. By the way, my marketing guy here said, well, here's an idea. If somebody wants to donate $50 or more to the network, we'll send you a free copy of Dylan Avery's documentary, Loose Change. Wonderful idea. One more call here, John in Louisiana. Hello, John.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, John and guests. There's a shocking thing on another network. There is a program, a liberal program called culture shock. It is a terrible mold that is working its way into the Patriot movement. I have every reason to believe that it's been sponsored by ABC, the Disney network. It is promoting homosexual and separation of church and state, as though there's not enough separation already.
Yeah, you know, and you know who
it's
this guy
is?
You know, John, you know who this guy is? That was my replacement when I was on that other network. His name is Barry Lynn.
Exactly, and he belongs to the liberal herd.
Yep.
And I think he's in the employ of Disney.
Yeah.
And I think he's in here to make inroads and break down the Patriot networks.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think so, because, look, the Patriots in this country, they did one thing first. And I appreciate it.
Ted's made a deal with the devil.
Well, there'd be things that I'd do differently if I had millions of dollars in which he had. I can guarantee you that. But that's what separates this network from any other network. We don't have trash on this network.
God bless you.
You know, we just don't. I mean, we know what's going on. We know what's effective. The information that people listen to this network, I mean, I've had people tell me, but thank God that, John, that you did what you did. We know that you started GCN. It was Republic Radio International before Anderson took it over. But he's trying to keep one foot in each puddle. He's trying to go mainstream, but he's still got some people on that network that are worth the time.
He's losing his control.
He is absolutely losing his control. And another mistake that he's doing, and I don't want to really get into this, but he's letting the low-power FM people out there just in the lurching in the wind. And we're not going to do that.
God bless you.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. All right. Yeah. Barry Lynn, that was my replacement on the other network. Guy's a piece of work. Gentlemen, Dylan, I can't wait for the movie. You're going to start shooting that in January.
Yes.
And your website, folks, write this down. Don't forget about it. I know I do this a lot. I think, oh, well, that's an easy thing to remember. No, write it down. Loosechange911.com. And, of course, Phil Jahan's website, Let'sRoll911.org. Gentlemen, my hat's off to you. As I said, I'm at your disposal for anything that you guys want to promote in the future. It's about waking people up, and we better get busy real fast.
Absolutely. John, it's definitely been an honor, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, Dylan, thank you, sir. And I'll tell you what, any future production, if it's at the caliber of Loose Change, it's going to be dynamite.
It's going to be even bigger.
I appreciate that. And Phil? Good to talk with you again. It's been a little while.
It's been a pleasure.
All righty, sir. Gentlemen, both of you, thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll wrap this thing up. And you can get a copy of this, Loose Change. And I'm serious about this. If you want something that's effective, and I mean really effective, and I didn't even know this. My guy is sitting here in the studio with me. He brought me the copy of this a couple of weeks ago, Loose Change, and it was out at the end of April. And when I saw this thing, man, my jaw just dropped. I mean, and I'm a guy that's seen a lot of information, folks. If you want to get a copy of this, it's $19.95 postpaid. Simply call us at 800-724-2719 or go up to the site, rbnlive.com. Go to our store. You can use PayPal. And while you're there, think about making a donation to help expand what we are doing, folks. There's a lot of work yet to do, and we have just started to scratch the surface. I know there's a lot of people up there, out in the world today, that are awake, but we need to add to the numbers. Because you know what? At the end of this, I don't want to be sitting in some foxhole thinking to myself, geez, if we only would have done this. I am taking no chances, and you don't either. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. Make a big fat donation to the network. Get the Loose Change DVD. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow with Eric Huffschmidt.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. StopTheFTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.